Well, I just want to welcome the Emir of Qatar and thank him and the people of his country for the friendship that they've shown towards the United States. There's an excellent relationship between the United States and Qatar on a whole range of levels, with respect to security, with respect to our military cooperation, our commerce and our trade. Qatar has been a center of innovation. We've seen enormous progress within the country on everything ranging from education to healthcare. And I think His Highness has shown extraordinary leadership over the last many years in helping to guide his country. Obviously, Qatar is also an important country in the region and has an influence that extends beyond its relatively small population. And so we had an opportunity to discuss a whole range of issues that directly relate to U.S. Interests and U.S. security, but more importantly, the security of the entire world. We had a conversation about the situation in Syria. And obviously, we've been cooperating closely with Qatar and other countries in seeking to bring about an end to the slaughter that's taking place there, the removal of President Assad, who's shown himself to have no regard for his own people, and to strengthen an opposition that can bring about a democratic Syria that represents all people and respects their rights, regardless of their ethnicity or their religious affiliations. And you know, I'm very pleased that we are going to be continuing to work in the coming months to try to further support the Syrian opposition, and we'll be closely coordinating our strategies to bring about a more peaceful resolution to the Syrian crisis. We also had an opportunity to discuss the situation in Egypt, where we both very much want to see success on the part of Egyptian democracy, and both of our countries are committed to trying to encourage not only progress in this new democracy, but also economic progress that can translate into actual prosperity for the people there. We had an opportunity to discuss the situation with respect to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and we both agree that peace is in the interest of everyone, a secure Israel side by side with a sovereign Palestinian state. And we exchanged ideas about how we can advance those negotiations. I've shared the importance of providing support to President Abbas and the Palestinian Authority so that they can be in a position to have fruitful negotiations with the Israelis that can bring about, in a timely fashion, a two-state solution. I had an opportunity to thank the Emir for the strong support that his country has provided to our efforts in Afghanistan, including to the efforts that he has personally been involved with in getting a dialogue between the Afghan government and the Taliban that might potentially result in some sort of political reconciliation. These are all very difficult issues, and neither of us are under any illusions that they will be solved overnight. But what we agree with is that if our two countries are communicating frankly and constructively pursuing common strategies, that we can be force for good for the entire region and for a vision of the Middle East that is democratic, that is prosperous, that is tolerant, that is representative of all peoples, and that is a force for good around the world. And so I want to thank the Emir for this visit and for his friendship, and I look forward to working with him and the government of Qatar for many years to come.
أنا كنت سعيد باللقاء مع فخامة الرئيس، وطبعاً تطرقنا إلى العلاقات الثنائية بين قطر والولايات المتحدة كما تعلمون العلاقات العسكرية جيدة، وكما ذكر فخامة الرئيس في موضوع التعليم، وأشكر الجامعات الأمريكية اللي افتتحت لها فروع في قطر في الاقتصاد، كذلك الشركات الأمريكية في مشاركة مع قطر في استخراج النفط وفي استخراج الغاز. طبعا ما يجري في منطقة الشرق الأوسط فيه تحولات ضخمة تحدث، ولذلك تطرقنا إلى عدد من البلدان المهمة مثل مصر. طبعا مصر دولة مهمة للعالم العربي وكذلك الولايات المتحدة، وهي في نفس الوقت صمام أمان لمعاهدة السلام بينها وبين إسرائيل، وهذا الموضوع بالنسبة لنا في قطر مهم أن نرى سلام حقيقي بين الفلسطينيين كذلك والإسرائيليين وبين العرب عموما. أنا أملي أن نجد أن العرب في علاقات جيدة مع إسرائيل في المستقبل بعد حل قضية الدولتين وإيجاد دولة للفلسطينيين.
I was delighted to have this very positive meeting with the president today. We discussed several issues of mutual concern to both our countries, especially the situation in Syria. We also addressed issues concerning our mutual military relationship, which is good, as you know, and also exchanges in education. As you know, there are several universities, American universities, that opened branches in Qatar. We also discussed our economic relationship. There are joint oil and gas projects between the two countries. We also talked about the serious changes that are affecting the Middle East, and especially countries like Egypt, which we consider to be a very important country, and also important for peace with Israel. And for Qatar, it's very important for us to see peace between Israel and the Palestinians, and to see also good relationship between Arab countries and Israel once a Palestinian Israeli peace agreement is reached.
Actually, she meant by gas and oil that we didn't talk with the president, but with the relation between us and America, to the big American company like ExxonMobil, etc., they are enjoying working with us and in the sector of the hydrocarbon. The other things, it's the Syrian issue. As you know, الموضوع الآخر موضوع سوريا الذي يجري في سوريا نعتبره مأساة ضخمة ومروعة في منطقتنا وكذلك للعالم. نأمل أن إيجاد حل لوقف نزيف الدم، وأن الحكومة الحالية تجد لها مخرج وتترك السلطة للآخرين الذين يجب أن يأتون للسلطة أن يمارسوا اللعبة السياسية والديمقراطية، وأقصد فيها الديمقراطية في سوريا.
We also discussed the Syrian issue. What's happening in Syria is a major horrific tragedy in the region and the world, and we hope to find a solution for the bloodshed in Syria and for this current government to leave power so that to give room to others to take over. And we hope that any party that succeeds the current regime would be supportive of democracy and the political process.
وإحنا في قطر دولة تدعم مسيرة السلام، ونأمل أن نرى سلام عادل في الشرق الأوسط. وأشكر فخامة الرئيس مرة.
We in Qatar support the peace process and are finding an equitable peace, and Qatar supports that, and we once again would like to thank the President.
Thank you, everybody.